Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Simen Ayin Reish Hey. We are on page Nun Dalad, which is the page following 106. Simen Ayin Reish Hey is Dvorim HaAsurim Lasos L'Or HaNer B'Shabbos, things that are usher to do by the candlelight on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, Ein Polin V'Ein Korin B'Sefer L'Or HaNer. What is Polin? So the Ramah says in the parentheses, Ein Polin Pirish Levayer Esakinim Mehabegodim. You can't remove the lice from the garments. And the Targum of Biarti HaKodesh is Palesi. So you can't be Polin, you can't remove the lice from garments. The Ein Korin Basefer, and you can't read from a book, Lo'or HaNer, by the light of the candle. V'afilu Eino Motzi B'Piv Kashemiyata. Even if when you are reading by the candlelight, you're not having the words come out of your mouth, you're just scanning it with your eyes, all this is still going to be Aser Kashemiyata. We're worried that you might tilt the candle to see better, and you might be over the Issa Daraisa of Havara, of igniting, of making the oil go closer to the wick. V'afilu hu gavoa eser komos, she'enu yochol liga elov. Even if the light that you are reading by is 10 stories high, so it's not even shy to touch it, it's still going to be also shelo chilku chachamim badavar, the chachamim were not mechalik in this inyan. Umitam zem, for this reason, yesh leser afilu hu ba'ashashis o kavua b'chor ba'koysel. And for this reason, there is to aser it, even if it's in an encasement, let's say it's in a glass box, or it is set in a hole in a wall, it's still going to be aser. V'chein b'ner shel shava. And so too, a wax candle will be aser as well. So the Mechaber is basically telling us, because of the concern of Shemiyata, that if you're by doing something by candlelight, you might come to tilt. Therefore, you can't remove lice from garments, you can't read from a book, and it's a low plug. We say in general, the same way that if you're right next to it, you might tilt it, even if it's very high up, it's stuck in the wall, it's in a box. All these cases, they still asered, because that was the no chiluk that the Chacham made. They made a low plug that all reading by candlelight is going to be usher. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, the Ein Korin, V'hu Adin Shein Botkin Atzitzis. It's not limited to the cases of the Mechaber of Polin or Korin. So the Mishabura, you also can check your tzitzis, V'chol Ki Agavna Dover Atzorach Iyon, or any other similar thing that needs close scrutiny. The reason is, Shemayata Haner, Lohavi Hashem, Lefi Apsilo, Kadeshi Adlik Yotha. The concern is, you might tilt the candle to bring the oil towards the wick in order that it should light well. Sipkot and days, we said, even if it's in an ashoshes, even if it's in an enclosed case, it's still aser. V'imi segura b'mafteach, however, if the place where it is locked up with a key, so then yesh matirim, there are those who are matir. V'taimim, and the reason is, that dafku kishagavoa haner eser komos asru. Dafku, when the ner is very high, even 10 stories high, that's where Chazal asered, mishum didarko kein lefa'amim kadesh ayideze yirim ashe begavoha. Because sometimes a person will put a candle 10 stories high in order that he can see what's up there very high, and therefore that is more nogeya to the gzeira, because there is a time that you'll put it there and you're actually using the light of that candle. Masha'in kein lahaskir, which is not the case where you're locking up the light, she'in darko klal im lo mishum iser Shabbos. That's not a normal thing to do, to lock up with a key the candlelight that you are reading by. The only reason one would do that is because of the iser Shabbos. So therefore, isle hekera, therefore there is a recognizable sign, v'lo shayach sheyiftach lahatos. Therefore, we're not concerned that a person is going to open it up to tilt the candle, the dummy l'kore perek v'memadlikin, is similar to one who is reading by the candlelight, perek v'memadlikin, where we're going to see, since the perek v'memadlikin is telling us that you can't read by the candlelight, it's concerned for the shemiyata in that perek itself, so we're not worried that you're going to come to tilt it. So too over here, if it's in an encasement, it's locked up with a key, so that's not a regular thing to do, so that's a clear sign that you should not be tilting it on Shabbos, and therefore there's no gzeira. Just putting the candle higher up is not going to help you, because that is a normal thing that is done sometimes. There is no sign to remind you not to tilt it if it comes up. V'yesh osrim b'chol gavna mishum lo plug. But some say, even if it's an encasement and it's locked up with a key, it's still going to be usher, because we say a low plug. V'ayin bel yirabe shemetzadeh lahatir b'shem moser ha-mafteach l'adam acher. Look in El Yerabe, where he leans to say that it's mutter if you locked it up with a key and you gave the key to someone else. Now you don't even have access to the light to do the tilting. The dummy la'omer l'chaderu, that's similar to telling your friend, tein daitcho alai shelo ata. you made your friend a shomer and you told your friend, pay attention that I don't come to tilt the light, the matir is Siv Gimel, which we're going to see is mutter and Siv Gimel. So if you gave the key over to someone else, so he leans to say that that would be okay. Then the Mishabura ends off and says, Asr likros lor haner bayom b'mekom ha'ofel. Not only is this iser of reading by the candlelight when it's nighttime, but it's the same iser if it is during the daytime, but it's in a dark place, and therefore you need the candlelight, it's going to be the same iser. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Gimel, the Mechaber ended off and said, so too by a wax candle. Hai v'chein koi aresha. This v'chein, and so too, is going back on the beginning of the sif, the bazen nami gozru shalo lukros lefaneha. Even by a wax candle, it was a gzeira made that you can't read next to it. The aftu karach al apsili, even though the wax is really wrapped around the wick, ke'ein nero shal shava v'cheilav shalanu, like our wax or fat candles, v'lo shayach bo shemayata, it's not even shayach by a wax candle, shemayata, shemayata is by an oil candle, that you want to get the oil closer and stronger towards the wick, so you might tilt it, but a wax candle is just a candle, there's no reason to move it. But there's a different concern when it comes to a wax candle, and that is Shema Yimchot. What is that? Sometimes you'll notice in the top of a candle, the wick gets a little darker, it gets a little coal on the top, and you might come to pull that off to make it lighter. V'nimtza shum mechab, and it turns out that when you pull off that psila, that little coal that's on top of the psila, it turns out that you are extinguishing. Of course, your ultimate goal is to make the light better, but you'll be extinguishing in order to make it better, and that would be an iser. Sivkatan dalet shel shaiva. Again, the same thing the Mechaber said, so too, you can't read by the light of a wax candle. V'habach b'shem rashal kosav. The Bach writes b'shem the mashal. D'nogu lohoke livdo kelim v'tzitzis v'likros eitzel ner shel shava. He says the minug is to check Kalim, meaning to check garments, to check your tzitzis, to read, buy a wax candle. V'hu adin eitzel ner shel chelev, and the same thing is true, that it's going to be usher to do these things next to a candle made out of fat. V'atam, the reason is, de bazelo shayach shema yate rak shema yimchot. Because in these cases, as we just mentioned before, there is no concern that you might come to tilt it. The concern is only shema yimchot, you might remove the little piece on the top of the wick. The kibui have a malacha shein etzrich lagufa, and since that's only a kibui, and kibui in general extinguishing is a malacha shein etzrich lagufa, you don't want to goof the malacha. V'lo have isur daraisa, and therefore, according to most poskim, it's not an isur daraisa of extinguishing. V'chein kasav ataz. For a little more explanation, we'll look at note number 11. Why is it that kibui is not an isur daraisa? It's one of the avos malachos. So why are we saying it's not an isur daraisa? We'll see later on the reason is she'ein tzorech la'odam b'etzma kibui. When you're extinguishing a candle, you're not doing it because you want it extinguished. Eliyesh lo tachlis acheres shabavura mechaber. You have a different agenda in which you are extinguishing for. Ube'ofen shemechaber etzim kedei lasos mem pachamim. But in the case where you're extinguishing pieces of wood to make them into coals, harezel nechshav kibui atzorech l'gufo. That's called a kibui. That's tzorech l'gufo. You want the wood extinguish from its fire so it turns into a coal. You want the resulting coal. That is a melacha tzricha lagufa. Sheken yesh tzorech be'etzem ha'kibui. There you have a benefit by the kibui. But over here, that's not what you want. It's a melacha shein tzricha lagufa. You only want to get rid of that piece of coal that's on top of your wick because it's darkening things. You want to make it lighter. You don't want the etzem want the kibui. You just want the kibui to make it light better. Continues the Mishabura. Umasek ha'magen Avram. So even though the Bach said b'shem the Marshal that the minig is to be lenient because it's not a problem of shemayata, only a problem of a shemayimchot, which is not a daraisa, the Magen Avraham comes out of maskana the shalola tzarech yesh lahachmir, that if it's not an absolute necessity, one should be machmir. Why? To yesh omrim the kibui have a melacha daraisa, because some argue and they say that kibui like this is a melacha daraisa, k'mo shekasa b'so simin shin lamedalim. And if you look at note number 12, he points out, Zui Shitas HaRambam. This is a Shita of the Rambam, which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch later on. Hasover that holds Shemalacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa Chayovim Aleha. The Rambam is Machmer. He says, even if it's a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa, which it is over here, it's still an Issa Daraisa, and you're Chayiv on it, K'mavur B'Mishabura Sham. Continues Mishabura. V'chel Yerabba Kosa B'shem HaMabusha Yom Tov. De B'ner Shel Shava Shayach Gam Ken Shemayata. He says, no, even by a wax candle, it is Shayach Shemayata. You might come to tilt it. V'hevi Lazeh Simuchim Medivra Ramban. He brings a riot to this from the words of the Ramban. V'chein Kosa B'bir HaGra. And so too writes the Gra. De B'ner Shel Shava V'huadin Shel Chelev. When it comes to a wax candle, and so too a candle made out of fat, Shayach Gam Ken Shemayata. It is Shayach by them, Shemayata as well. Umikomakom nearly. Still, it appears to me, says the Chavos Chaim, the Beneros Atovim Shalonu Shekorin Starin. When it comes to our candles, which we call Starin, which we explained previously, that some say that would be like paraffin, and that's a better light. Mutter likros lifneim v'kuyama. You would be able to read in front of them according to everyone. De lo shayach shemiyata. By them, it is not shayach shemiyata. Rak bedover shedarko lahatos lefa'omim b'chol kadesh yadok yofa. It's only shayach shemiyata by something that it's normal to tilt it once in a while during the week, so it should light better. Ubener starin, but in this type of ner, yadu it is known de'ein tzarech lahatoya klal la'olam. You never need to tilt it at all. The kol shekein de lo shayach bo shemiyimchod. And certainly it's not a problem of shemiyimchod that you might pull off something from the top of the wick. De orot tzolol ma'od ka. Because its fire is very, very clear. V'ein tzarech klal lazeh, does not need that at all. Let's look at note number 15, then we'll go back to a previous note. Note number 15 writes, U'misbar midvarav, it's clear from his words, Sha'af shelo chilku chachomim b'mokom hanochas haneros l'inyan chshah shemiyata. Even though we saw in the mechaber that we're not mechalik, how high you put the candles and the placement of the candles, we're always concerned of shemiyata. Placement, we were not mechalik. But what's clear from over here is that in the types of neros themselves, they were mechalik. When there was no chashash of atoya, they didn't make the gzeira. Therefore, according to some, that's true by wax candle. According to others, wax candle, there is shemiyata. But when it comes to our candles of styrene, which is paraffin, which many of our wax candles are really made from paraffin, where it's not shayach at all, shemiyata, it's not even shayach, shemiyimchot, then it would be 100% fine. One interesting practical application of this, because we don't have so many oil candles nowadays, but we do have electric lights, and sometimes they dim. So is it a concern to be reading by a candle that has an adjustable light? You might make it stronger. Is that going to be a problem of shemiyata? So note number 9, which is back on the page before, across on page Nun Dalid, he writes, U'menoras chashmal, she'eshne efsharos leshanos bo es otzemes ha'or. An electric candle that has the possibility of adjusting the strength of the light, or Shomazan Orbal says, Shemuter Likro Laura, it's not a problem. You are allowed to read by its light. Velo Choshishin Shem Yeshana Esotemes Aura. We're not worried you might change the strength of the light. Keshem Shehitra Be'alocha B'Shem Mizgeres Ashulchan Likro Laura Menoras Neft. The same reason the Be'alocha B'Shem Mizgeres Ashulchan allowed one to read by Menoras Neft, which is a candle of bad smelling oils. And the reason was, Mishum De'ein Derech Oreles Mait, it doesn't normally get minimized. That fire usually is good. And so too, an electric light, as we know, it doesn't go bad, it doesn't get more dim on its own, and therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, there is no concern of Shemiyata. V'od, and furthermore, Shelo Choshashu B'ner El Hashem Yisakin Es Hashem En Akayim. The concern really is that you only might fix up the oil that's there already, via Vienna El Pia Psil, and you might bring it closer to the mouth of the wick. Velo Shema Yosef Shemen Acher. The concern is not you might add more oil, like over here, that there's no concern that you might add more light to it. That's not a problem. Vishinu Yotzem Esaor Nechshav Kosefes Shemen La'er. On there. And adding more strength to the electric light is more similar to adding oil. The concern was not adding oil. The concern was tilting the oil that's already there closer to the wick. So for those two reasons, Rishon Mazalman says this concern would not apply. In the brackets he writes, V'hosef v'shmir Shabbos k'hilchus over there, sh'mikol makom tov yasem yechases amatag sh'mibo'od yom v'lo yismoch al heter zeh. Even though he holds be'etzim it's mutter, the Shmir Shabbos k'hilchus says, but it's better to cover the knob that makes it adjustable and not rely on this heter, k'mo sh'hisik abir halacha l'gabe menor nasneh, just like the halacha comes out of maskona. But that is the leniency of Rish Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Me'idach, on the other hand, B'shalos and Shuvas Or Letzion Kosav Shiyesh Lesser Likro Laor Menorah Zu Shema Yeshanes Otzemes Or. The Or Letzion says that one should ask for reading by the light of a menorah that's adjustable, for this reason that you might come to change the strength of the light. But he says, if the purpose is for learning Torah, one can be lenient. V'chein das agon Rav Yashiv, she'osa likro lo'or menorah zu. Rav Yashiv also holds that you can't read by a candle or a light, an electric light that could be dimmed. Elu im kein yadbik petek she'kosav alav Shabbos ayom. Unless you put a little sticky note on the candle that says, today is Shabbos, as a reminder that you won't come to do it. V'chein das agon Rav Nissen Karelet, she'menorah zu b'chalak zeirav. Nissen Karelet also feels that our electric lights that are able to be made stronger or weaker is included in the gzeira. Ubir and explain, she'afal pi shelo choshashu shema Yosef o shema laner, even though Shlomo Zalman is right, they didn't really make a gzeira on the concern that you might add more oil. O she'yadlik o neros chashmal, you might come to light more electric candles. Mikomokom b'menorah zu harei kvar kavua esharos l'shanos es otzema sa'ur. But l'maisa, says in this in Karelis, in this light itself, the same way in an oil light, the oil's there, the wick is there, you might move the oil closer to the wick. Here within this candle itself, it's already made in a way that you can make the light stronger. You don't have to add anything from the outside. Therefore, this in Karelis feels that this would be included in the Gzeira. We will stop here and we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.